worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Hello and Happy New Year, or at least almost. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I am Crisco. Of course, this is still the last 2 weeks of the year, and so we are not here with a new episode, but it is the best of A Freak Accident. Yeah, we take the last 2 weeks off every year just to kind of deal with our own adult stuff around the holidays. Not to say that, you know, this podcast is last on our list. It's not the case at all. But it's just, you know, sometimes it's difficult to coordinate schedules to get all of us together. And of course, who knows if you're even listening or when you're listening to this episode, because you've got a lot going on too. But for some of you, obviously, you need a lot of time around the holidays, having to deal with family, you need an escape. That's why we still bother to put this content together for you. But I mentioned it's a best of episode in case you're not familiar, and Kara liked my description of this when I said it a couple of episodes back when we did a best of. I think I referred to it as something that's like a beer flight of podcastness, sort of. Basically what it is it is a random sampling, sort of past segments from past episodes. So we've got more than 300 podcast episodes now in our library. So we go back into the old episodes, we find some of our favorite segments, we pull them out, and then we cobble them together into this, the best of A Freak Accident. So it's like a greatest hits, kind of. What I do is I give you a little intro to each segment, sort of explain what was going on. I give you the date stamp, too, which is important because, you know, you listen to these segments and sometimes we'll reference something that happened elsewhere in the episode that the segment came from, or we'll reference something from an episode that might have been nearby. So when I give you the date stamp, that gives you the chance to go back into our podcast library, find the entire episode and sort of get context for some things. You know, like I said, it gives you the chance to get to know the show a little better, which is especially important if you're a new listener. If you've been with us for a while, it's a nice opportunity to deal in nostalgia a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that, but you know, you can, you know, reminisce with us on some of our favorite moments. Like I said, if you're new, it's a great it's like a beer flight. It's a taste test of A Freak Accident. Our website, by the way, is afreakaccident.com, and of course our email, if you want to reach out to us while we're still on break before we get back to new episodes next week, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Now, sticking with the trend of the last best of, this is pre-pandemic era of freak accidents. So this is 2019 is still where we're sticking with these segments. You can find all of them, I think, toward the end of that year is where these are coming from. Like I said, I will give you the date stamps. My name is Crisco, in case I didn't mention that. And what am I waiting for? Let's get right into it. It is the best of A Freak Accident.
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
So the last best of episode, the one last week, left off with us eliminating one by one the worst candies of all time. That was the last segment we touched on. So I mentioned that we would be delivering on the final verdict in the next best of, and so I didn't want to keep you waiting around. The very first segment from October 17th, 2019, we finally determine whether Mallow Cups or Good and Plenty's are the worst candies of all time. We do a live taste test, and we even have some live listener interaction as well. We got some random people from off the streets to offer their opinions as well. We find out which candy really is the worst. It's on now on the Best of A Freak Accident.
Nikki's
new single, available everywhere. You've been talking about how much you love having candy around you all episode. Now you're sighing with discontent.
I don't want the song.
All right. So. I want candy. See, that's just mean.
I'm not giving you any of my good candy. No more for you.
See, Mickey actually brought good candy to wash the stench of this filth out of our mouths after we're done with it. So the question was posed.
She actually moved it away from me.
A few episodes back, we posed the question, what is the one candy that you would eliminate forever? And we went through this whole ordeal where we tallied things up, we chopped things down, we weighed in ourselves. We determined, it came down to two. The worst candies of all time. Mallow Cups and Good and Plenty's were the two that we just couldn't decide which one was worse. So we took some extra time, talked to some extra people, and we've actually got these candies here in the studio with us now.
Yes.
And we are going to do a live taste test of both. Mm-hmm. Got my Good and Plenty's as well.
You want to split a Mallow Cup?
Yeah.
No, okay. Eat a whole one.
You eat the whole one. You're going to split one.
I got this whole frigging pack so that we can each eat a whole one.
Why are you throwing things? Yeah. That's just rude.
Are you going to get upset that I threw the garbage candy on the floor?
I thought you meant. I said you just threw it at me, not on the floor.
Just give me half of it.
No, we have to eat the whole thing.
Eat the whole thing. Come on. You're in this with the rest of us. You don't get to cop out like that.
Nah.
See, here's the worst part about Mallow Cups,
is
right?
Is it to open the damn thing?
Well, there's that. But it's also, and I mentioned this to Chuck, one of the guys who did the taste test that we'll be hearing. It's shaped and looks exactly like a Reese's Cup,
which
no,
it could
it's not.
Be terrible.
It's deceptive.
If you were looking at it quickly, but it's definitely a little bit smaller and not quite as
But it's posing as something much better than what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because peanut butter cups are, let's just say, way better than either.
It's like a counterfeit $100 bill.
Yeah, you think you're getting something great.
Right, yeah.
But then you bite into it.
All right, you ready to try the Mallow
Let's
Cup?
Go.
What's that?
That's another problem with these. Is they stretch out and then they get everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're good, though.
Oh, God. It's the aftertaste. You think at first it's fine. And then the taste afterward kicks in and it's awful.
You see, I like it because it tastes like a little bit of coconut.
Ah. I was going to say, yeah. Why does it have a coconut taste to it?
Because there
it's
is
supposed
some
to be marshmallow and chocolate, and that's it.
But there's definitely some coconut.
Here's the thing. I actually like coconut as a flavor. I don't like it in this concoction. This tastes like crap.
Oh, Mickey's doing some investigating.
No, there's actually coconut in it.
Oh, well, there we go.
It's definitely not regular coconut.
It's flakes.
It's like trashy, processed.
Trashy coconut.
Yeah.
What are they, just wear a G-string?
Yeah, it's the coconuts that wear G-strings. They dig them. They find the coconuts that have been discarded in the landfill, and they dig them out.
I'm not looking forward to the next one for us. Just do it.
That's gross.
Just give me this next one.
Where'd the box go?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, I was hoping he lost it.
You and me both.
Yeah.
God. That stuff's terrible.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting thing about the Mallow Cups, though. Still bad. Not as bad as I remember, though. I think, like, in my brain, I programmed it to be way worse than it actually is. I mean, I still would eat literally any other candy besides that, but...
Oh, I would never... Like, listen, no matter how these results go, just give me a couple. Because I know how this is going to go. I got a good and a plenty.
Here's your good and plenty, Mickey. You need a white one. There you go.
Oh, why does she need a white one?
I don't want that many. I just want two.
No,
make them go away!
You have to have a white one, Mickey, because of the Aryan race over here.
I already got the white! I don't want
what?
Three!
No.
Go away.
No, you're taking three! I'm taking four!
No.
Just eat it!
Alright, so are we going to eat one at a time?
No, I'm eating, just shoving it in.
Ah, they're cause... falling all over the place.
now there's plenty everywhere. Oh, you trash eater. You're garbage.
We're all eating these.
Yeah, but you just dropped it on the ground. You disgust.
Alright.
I just put it all in my mouth.
Why is the white crunchy?
I don't know. They don't even bite well.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, hard!
Anise.
No, he's Crisco.
He's dying over there.
You You said you liked these, remember?
I never said that.
Last week you said these were better than Mallow Cups.
Well, admittedly, I was wrong.
You can't even chew these. They're like rocks.
Yeah.
Mallow Cups didn't make me
gag. How long
were
they sitting on the shelf?
Probably forever. Nobody buys them.
Well, they're fat-free candy. You want to know why? Because nobody eats them.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Nope, I can't do this. Blech. All right. All right. Blech.
This is
God. Oh. Awful.
Well, I can tell you right now.
The pink one is slightly more edible than the white.
Nope. No, they're not.
No.
I said slightly. No. It's still not good.
Oh, God.
I hate licorice flavor so bad.
All right, here. Have real candy.
Oh, the real candy's back! Somebody. I'm allowed! What do we got in here? I'm going to take this one. Oh, no, Almond Joys have nuts. Mounds don't.
So, who,
I'm taking an Almond Joy.
Oh, God, those are gross.
So, while we're eating other candy, should we get to...
Wait, hold on. I got comments. I got comments to make. I'm taking a Reese's. A real Reese's. The real candy.
Which, by the way,
what would you say is the best candy? Because we were talking about the worst, and I think we all kind of are in agreement here. Are we going to agree that Good and Plenty's are the worst?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Of those two, and I would have to concur, Mallow Cups, Good and Plenty's, all three of us are in agreement. Good and Plenty's are terrible. They are not good.
You
although
can't
they,
even chew them.
They are not good, although they are plentiful, unfortunately.
Yeah. Why would you get... Who finds enjoyment? I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you like black licorice, you're a monster.
I agree.
You have something... You are a sociopath.
Said, before we get to... Actually, before we get to that thing that I was going to propose, let's check in. We had some people actually weigh in person.
Off the streets.
We got audio right here.
So the question is, what candy should be banned? We're down to Mallow Cups and Good and Plenty's. And what's your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, which one do you think should be banned?
The Good and Plenty's.
Why?
They're absolutely disgusting.
Why?
Because black licorice is horrible.
All right, what's your name?
Sam.
Sam, give it to me. Which one do you want banned?
100% Good and Plenty's.
Why?
It tastes like black licorice and nobody likes that stuff.
All right, Chuck. So the first thing you're going to try is the Mallow Cup.
Like I said, I don't think I've had these. I had friends who loved these when I was in high school. But I don't think I've ever had one because there was never anything about it that really drew me to it.
Not even the Marshmallow Center?
No, marshmallow wasn't a thing for me. It was okay. Now, I'm almost positive these have coconut in them for some sort of smoothing agent or something. And so I hate coconut, so I'll probably hate it. Nope, no coconut. It's all right.
Just all right, though.
Just all right. It's a waxy chocolate with a marshmallow center. But I'll finish it.
And we also have Good and Plenty's up next, which is something that apparently nobody likes. Give these a shot.
All right. I'm going to try the red one for the pink one first. It's a beautiful Pepto-Bismol color. Oh, yeah. No, those are not good.
Maybe the white one will even it out a little bit.
Sure, that'll happen. Wow, it's like if you took a Twizzlers and made it taste like shit. Oh, more crunchier. The white one's crunchier. Wow, the white one tastes like black licorice.
Oh, just spit it right out. It is black licorice.
Look at that. That's how they get you.
Gross. So of the two, Mallow Cups or Good and Plenty's, which one would you determine is the worst candy of all time?
Well, Good and Plenty. You always go with the licorice.
Fair enough.
All right, what's your name?
Dave.
Dave, we've got the Mallow Cup. We've got the Good and Plenty. Which one should be banned from the universe?
Why do we have to ban one?
Because we have to.
What's the reason?
Trump said so. Go.
We're going to ban Good and Plenty.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't have chocolate. So if you're going to ban something, you know, it should be something that doesn't have chocolate.
All right, hello, nurse. We're trying to find out the worst candy of all time. You're going to try Mallow Cups now?
Okay.
All right, give it a...
I like it.
See, it's not even fair because she likes Mallow Cups.
I think they're awesome.
She even called me an idiot saying that I was wrong to say that I hated Mallow Cups. This is your punishment, though, because now you have to eat Good and Plenty's.
I like those too.
She's chaotic, this one. Chaotic evil.
All right. The pink ones are the goods. And the white are the plenties. I prefer the Mallow Cups, though.
Okay, so of the two, given the option to destroy one of them forever.
Good and Plenty.
All right, and what's your name?
Shannon.
Shannon, we've got Mallow Cups. We've got Good and Plenties. Which one, if you had a pick, should be banned from the universe?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm thinking Good and Plenty, though.
Why?
There's just too much to it. You got to get right to the point. Like, where's the good stuff?
So there's nothing good about Good and Plenties.
Yeah, isn't that ironic?
My God, it was an absolute landslide.
I know. No one likes...
A slaughterhouse is what this was. Nobody likes Good and Plenties.
And then online, we had some. We had some. I believe one went with Good and to keep the Good and Plenties.
What a
on
fool.
On our Facebook. Yeah, no, seriously. Disgusting. Yeah, no,
those are god awful. Now, Chuck, the one gentleman in there that you heard me, you know, who did the live taste test, he said that he thought that originally there was a Good and Fruity.
Maybe.
Which was like an offshoot of Good and Plenties that were actually like okay.
So they were Mike and Ike's.
Right, yeah. Yeah, a poor man's Mike and Ike's. God. Okay, so, well, I mean, we've determined it. Good and Plenties are the worst candy of all time.
Yes.
And they need to be abolished from the world.
Peeing on all of them.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take this box outside. We're going to light it on fire.
Oh, I was hoping we were going to flush it down the toilet.
No, you're going to kill your drains.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, because it would never dissolve.
We should try and light this box on fire, though, and post a video of it. Because Good and Plenties deserve to be destroyed and ruined. And you're a fool if you like them.
Yeah.
Feel bad about yourself.
You're a
and
monster.
Good and Plenty, you will be hearing from us in the very near future. We will not rest. Who makes these? Are they their own company?
Good and Plenty.
The Hershey Company.
Oh.
How dare you?
Big box candies.
Milton Hershey, you racist.
You monster. How can you make such delicious stuff and then make that?
You'll notice he tried to wrap the black in the white, too.
Oh.
The racist. Filth.
Ooh. Ooh.
But, what would you say is the best candy in the world?
Well, it's between two things. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Or Peppermint Patties. Mm. I love myself.
Definitely disagree with the second one.
Oh, I love peppermint
patties. I'm with you on the first one, though.
I love myself some peppermint patties.
Reese's.
A cold glass of milk.
Reese's Cups, Reese's Pieces. Those, anything Reese's is guaranteed gold.
It's peanut butter and chocolate.
You can't go wrong.
And the same thing. I could go peanut butter and mint. Oh, yeah.
Mickey, what about you? Your favorite candy?
Definitely Reese's.
Yep. Yeah. I think a lot of people would say that.
There's a study
that
was out that kids' favorite candy on Halloween, it was almost everybody said Reese's first.
Yeah.
Because it's the ultimate good. Peanut butter and chocolate.
How do you say Reese's? Is it Reese's or Reese's?
Reese's.
I thought it was Reese's, too.
Reese's was the monkey that went up into space.
I do say both of them, though.
I always say Reese's.
Yeah.
I say Reese's when it's with the pieces.
You mean the pieces?
No, it's the Reese's Pieces.
Sword. Are you going to go back to that?
No.
Going to revisit that?
You made that up. You're drunk.
So there you go. Good and Plenties. You're the worst.
The best of a freak accident. A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
This next segment is a good one. It is a list of things that exist purely to make us angry, or at least things that we're certain exist only to make us angry. And this segment is also quite important because it is from the very first episode that Kara, our dutiful fourth mic, finally appeared on. Well, it wasn't. She did kind of like a fill-in episode before this, but this was the first official episode with Kara at fourth mic. So it was kind of, you know, we had all kinds of energy this episode. We were excited to have somebody new be a part of the show. And you can kind of hear that in this one as well. And Kara, God love her. She's been with us ever since. Again, this is from November 7th, 2019. Things that exist only to make us angry on the best of a freak accident.
I feel so angry. I think it's just not fair.
want this song playing out of like a ghetto blaster. Like when I finally go postal at my office. I just want somebody standing behind me, like holding it up, like say anything.
You gotta be smiling the whole time.
This is from a Reddit discussion, probably on Ask Reddit. Like, what are the things that make you angry?
Okay.
And, you know, a list was compiled of, like, the most popular answers, things people got upvoted a lot or repeat answers, things of that nature. At this table, what is something that exists that you swear only exists to make you angry? And if you say this show, man, I'm dumping you backwards right out that window.
I might enjoy that.
I think people that don't know how to concise a story down to just a simple, like they go on and on and on and on.
I was going to say that sentence was way longer than it needed to be.
Gets me angry.
It's the angry dog.
Like you think, blah, blah, blah.
Mickey, what do you got? You're a very angry person.
That was Mickey.
Yeah. People that don't know how to merge.
Oh, oh
my God. That drives me nuts.
I was literally just thinking that.
Yep.
That happened on the way. When you were following me, did you see that van that came right between us?
He was in a big hurry.
Yeah, he almost hit us both.
Yeah.
And then went left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, right past us. Because he had to get that one car ahead.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
So much faster.
We were...
That's so bad.
We were heading somewhere the other weekend. A bunch of friends were in some cars following us, and yeah, that was something. This guy, now my friend L, kept a couple car lengths, you know, which is like the safe things to do.
Well, he was MNLP before.
This guy like shoots out right between us, right? And then, of course, slams on his brakes and starts going, like, 30 miles an hour. So it's perfect. Yeah, thanks for that. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Is like, people, for me, it would be people who don't know how to drive. More specifically, it's people who don't realize that the left lane is for passing on the highway.
Yeah, bad. It's really bad.
It's very easy. Yeah, there's a ladybug flying around up there. Just don't panic.
It's a ladybug.
Yeah.
They're supposed they to be like lucky. To attack us, though.
Yeah, they dive bomb. One flew right in his mouth the other week.
What?
No, it flew right in my eye. It was like I was getting shot. I felt like Tupac.
Well, this is what Reddit had to say, though, with regard to things that exist. Well, she said merging.
No, yeah, I think merging. Traffic things mostly.
You know what? She
not getting enough sleep makes her angry.
Really angry. No.
So this is Reddit's answer. Number one, recipe websites that have long personal stories and essays before they actually get to the recipe.
That drives murderer insane.
Does it?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those yet?
Yeah, but you just skip the story and go to the recipe.
Yeah, but it's aggravating because it's like all I want is the ingredients and the cooking time.
I actually don't even want that. I want someone else to do it for me. That would be the best website ever.
Yeah, then they tell you, my grandmother made this. I do not care.
Right, yeah. Like when I was trying to, I developed my own pancake recipe and I'm like reading all these things. It's like, oh, I remember when I was a young child growing up on my grandparents' farm. And like my grandfather used to make pancakes every Sunday morning. It's like, I don't care.
And I had an old timey accent when I.
Yeah.
Hello.
How much sugar's in it? That's all I care about. Number two, itchy tags on clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Most clothes are tagless anymore though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I have a tag on.
But I guess
that is tagless. No. This one,
mine's tagless too.
I mean, you cut the tag off. Yeah, that bad. I don't know. That's not. I don't think I'd go bonkers over that one.
Yeah, I mean specifically itchy tags. It says though.
No. I don't think I've experienced itchy tag.
No. Apparently, makes a lot of people mad though. It was the number two on this list.
Yeah, that's weird.
Damn.
Pop up ads in general.
Yeah.
But specifically the ones that cover the entire screen.
Oh, and then
just
they
scroll past them.
They put the little X mark in the corner, so you think it's to close it out, but it's actually clicking the ad.
Ugh.
Yes.
Oh.
That is annoying.
I hate when you're reading something on your phone and like you're trying to scroll through a news article or whatever, and you're saying like the ad just pops up.
Yeah, it's like shades everything out black behind it, and you can't find where to close it to keep going and read the article.
My favorite is now I've seen this trend happening where as you're reading something, it's like you'll scroll through the ad, you'll click out the first ad that pops up, you'll read. As you're reading, like 5 minutes into reading, another one just pops up and blasts you in the face. It's like, Why is this still happening? I'm trying to read.
I throw out the computer at that point.
It's just chuck your phone right into the river.
It's not a real great marketing move. I can't imagine that you would want to click on anything that's annoying like that when you're reading something.
Well, they're getting paid no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, that's my favorite thing is people are now just using ad blockers, and now you go onto a news website or something, and a thing pops up that says, "We noticed you're using an ad blocker. Please don't. We need to get paid." It's like, well, maybe if you weren't obnoxious in the first place.
Right. Yeah. Put it in a nice little area off to the side somewhere.
Ooh,
right.
It's kind of like that thing, and this bothers me, the surveys they tell you you have to take to read an article.
Oh, yeah.
Before you do this article, I always put whatever answer. Yeah. Don't they realize? Or if it doesn't give you the skip option, it's just like whatever the last one is.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Other.
Yeah.
It's not a legit answer.
No.
And then it's like, well, can you explain your mom? Now move on and get me to my article. Plastic packaging. Number four, that's impossible to open and hurts your hands even when you cut it with scissors and then try to tear it open.
Those are annoying.
The irony about all that is the scissors to open the terrible packaging are usually encased within the terrible packaging to begin with. So it's like a chicken and egg sort of scenario.
Well, now what you do is you just pull the plastic down to the sharp part of the scissors so it just rips right through.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah,
see you.
I'm smart.
Life hack lazy.
Yeah, call me Bill Nye.
I had last year for Christmas, I think it was, I ordered something for somebody, and it was this tiny little thing, right? Like it would fit like in, you know, you could fit it in the palm of your hand. And it arrived in a box that was like the size of this table with one sheet of bubble wrap in with it. I was like, who did this?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the birthday present I gave you.
Well, no, that was, yeah, you and it, that was intentional, though. I don't know how this happened.
Eh.
It's like, this shipped like this. Like, who in the factory said, yeah, this will be fine?
Like, whatever box is the closest, I'm not getting up.
Well, yeah. Your cats loved it.
Yeah, they love any box you leave out for them. Long CVS receipts is number five.
I've never got one.
No?
No.
You could make redo blinds with those things.
I don't shop at CVS a lot, but I've never got one.
Automated call routers that make you enter info like your date of birth and account number, which you then have to repeat once you finally get to talk to a person.
Yeah, that's true.
Seriously.
You shouldn't have to repeat it, at least. If I'm going to enter it, that's it.
Yeah, it should pop up on their computer screen and tell them the information I've already said.
Right.
Otherwise, don't ask me first.
That's why you just, whenever they ask you those questions, you just go, blah, 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 blah.
Your account ending in blah, 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 blah.
Lazy E making everybody's life better.
Yeah.
A two-party political system.
Oh.
Hoity-toity.
The fancy ones answered, too.
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, that does anger me, but.
Sure.
Here comes political.
Nope, show. Don't do it.
He was
What's
on
the next one on the
He
list?
Was on the most popular episode. I'll have you know. I would just like to remind you.
So what's Kim Kardashian?
Clickbait headlines. You'll never believe why.
Right.
This article will make you cry.
One-ply toilet paper.
Oh, that you're a monster if you get that. It's like wiping with air. That's disgusting. You might as well just be wiping your hand.
And then last is changing the clocks to and from daylight savings time.
No.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that the proximity of this discussion to the event affected that in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I mean, how many people, like, most of the time your clocks are your phone.
Right.
They change on
their own.
Yeah. Do you know what? If you have that much trouble with it, go to Arizona.
Yeah.
They don't.
It's true.
Done.
That's got to be weird, right?
Yeah, everybody else changes their time, and you're just...
You're in the same time zone. You travel a little further south. Like, what's above Arizona? Like, Colorado or something? Travel south from Colorado to Arizona. All of a sudden, you got to change your clocks.
Damn it!
Stupid Arizona. What? I mean, that's all that this list has on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could admit all of those things could go away, and I'd be perfectly okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't... I'm not impressed, though, with that list. I feel like there are worse...
What would you add to it?
Well, did they even mention any traffic stuff?
No, none were on this list anyway.
I mean, I think traffic stuff is super annoying.
I mean...
Apparently, none of these people drive.
Well, the overall discussion is like thousands of comments, and I do not have the time nor the patience to go through all of it. You're more than welcome to.
No.
Do you know which one with traffic that really bothers me?
And it's not in every state. Ooh. Not every place has this, but right on red.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a right on red in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
At certain ones.
If it tells you you can't,
right,
then yeah. you don't. But if it doesn't, if it's not there, you could turn.
This is one. When you're filling out a job application and it asks you to provide your resume and then on the subsequent pages asks you to manually input all of the information that is already contained on said resume.
Yep. I never do that. I literally give them my resume. I go, I'm not filling out the second page. It's a waste of my time.
Since you're on Reddit for that, what's the Reddit name that gave that one?
Oh, that one?
That's my favorite thing about these.
Spirit Board.
Oh, yeah.
Reddit names are great.
Some of these are really, really, really interesting, the names. Yeah. Create an account to view the rest of this post. It just says F off. Yeah. Jeans that appear to have pockets but don't.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing with women's clothing, isn't it?
It is. And it's annoying.
Because why even have them there?
Right.
For aesthetics? Who cares?
No. Yeah, you're teasing. He's like, I want to put them. I would constantly, if that happened to me, I would constantly be dropping my keys because I'd be like, oh, pocket, boom.
Yep.
Damn it.
Or I've heard the other one is the pocket that exists but is like literally half an inch deep.
Oh, those are in a lot of pants, yeah.
No, that, I think they're on my jeans where the little pocket inside the. Yeah, there it is. It's like, what do you do with that?
Chapstick.
Change.
No, change gets stuck in there. That's happened before to me. It never comes out.
You just stand there and like the guitar picks.
Listen, I will ask
her. Yeah, because I'm going to have my guitar picks for my non-guitar. That makes sense.
It's the best of a freak accident. You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Let's be honest. Men are weird. And this next segment on the best of a freak accident kind of goes into a little bit more detail about that. It is 10 things that men do that, to them, they think it's okay. But to other people, and especially to women or individuals who are victim of this kind of behavior, it comes off as super creepy. This is like a the more you know sort of thing. For guys, if you do this stuff, maybe stop it, okay? This is from October 31st, Halloween. What better time to get into something like this on the best of a freak accident?
I hate you're trying to be casual touch, creepy guy. And the way you stare at my boobs with those creepy, creepy guy eyes.
Now, who used to follow me around when I was still dating?
What?
Huh?
And then wrote a song.
Oh,
about
okay,
me.
Okay. Now I'm picking up what you're dropping.
Yeah, yeah. Feces, proud sponsor of a freak accident.
Yeah, feces.
so. This is a list that was compiled from Reddit.
Yeah.
10 things men do that they think are okay, but are actually super creepy. Looking at a couple of these, I wonder who in the world thinks that these are okay. You know what you're doing when you do and say these things.
But they're not self-aware, and we're trying to help people become more self-aware of themselves.
Fair enough. Okay. So from Reddit, this is the list from 1 to 10. 1. Okay, top answers anyway. I guess these were the ones that were upvoted the most on Reddit. Okay. 1, when the guy goes up to a woman and asks her, so where's my hug?
Ooh.
What
do you mean,
Well, like, what if you're friends?
No, they're not talking
about
that.
It's still weird, even then.
Yeah,
I don't think it's weird, because, I mean, I've done that to guys. People that I know, like, you come up, you're like, hey, like, you didn't say hi to me, we didn't get a hug, we didn't handshake, whatever.
Well, I think, okay, if you know the person, but if you're just
but
walking
this is just
a
random person walking up, is that what we're going with?
I guess. It could be. I mean,
oh, God, I'm picturing, like, the worst possible cringiest situation that this could come into play. And you picture, like, when, you know, okay, there are two people who know each other.
Proctologist's office?
No. Guy meets up. Guy's out with another guy, right?
Why?
Picture this, though. Guy's out with another guy.
Okay.
Sees a girl that he knows.
Okay.
Goes up to her, says, oh, hey, you know, Jen, haven't seen you in forever. You know, they hug. Oh, this is my friend Steve. And Steve goes, oh, where's my hug?
Oh.
It's like, ugh.
Third wheel hug.
Yeah.
Oh.
That
yeah. I could see that be annoying, yeah.
Not annoying. Creeptastic. No,
that is creepy. Yeah.
Eh. Eh. I'm a hugger. I don't care. That's whatever.
I mean, I'm a hugger too, but there's like people that you don't. There's just,
you just don't
situations
do it
that just don't call for it. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know them.
Yeah. Number two, saying something like, you're perfect within a few minutes of meeting someone. Or, conversely, not knowing them at all and just leaving comments like that on their pictures that they post on social media.
I've seen people do that before, too. That's stalker.
Mm.
Yeah. No, no detraction on that one.
No, I agree with that one. That one's creepy.
Yeah. You're perfect. I mean, like, the perfect size. I could make a skid suit out of you. Number three, moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo.
I have had men and women do that to me. That annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I've had, like, literally to the point, because I have that giant one on my back.
Yeah. Right.
So if I have, like, a loose-fitting shirt on, you can just see the top. I have literally been choked by people. Hey, what's that tattoo? I'm like...
You don't ask.
Yeah, I was,
seriously,
what happened?
Like personal space. Thank you.
What happened to just asking? In fact, I would think that's the perfect opening. If you're a single guy and you see a girl at a bar and they have tattoos, go, hey, that's a really cool tattoo. What is it?
Sure, absolutely.
That's an opening. You don't go,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, let me think. And then just pull it down. You know, okay, Mr. Hansy.
Yeah.
But women have done it too.
Which is just as creepy. Ways. Yeah, it's just as creepy.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't have to be a sexual thing.
Listen, don't touch me, anyone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you should take away from this. Number four is harassing someone for a date because you know she doesn't have a boyfriend. I guess that one would have to be a question of what do you consider constitutes quote-unquote harassment.
Sure, absolutely.
I think once they say no, if you keep on asking,
well,
that's harassing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's, I don't know, it's one of those things like, call me a hopeless romantic. You know what I mean? Like, I could see, in my mind, it's like, okay, just because somebody's not interested now doesn't mean they won't be eventually. I mean, you'd have to earn it. You know what I mean? But it's like, but that's what I mean. Like, I don't know what constitutes harassment in those cases. Like, asking again and again and again, like, when they say no, oh, come on, no, oh, come on, please. No. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, like, a couple of weeks later, or maybe months or years later,
okay,
they get into and out of another relationship, and you're like, hey, you know,
that's different.
I'm still, like, really interested in maybe going out with you. Like, would you say, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's not.
Let's go online dating. If you message somebody and they say, I'm not interested, and you keep on messaging them.
Right.
Yeah, that's harassment.
That is, yeah.
I mean, would you say, like, even then, though, like, a couple of, let's say, months later, you know what I mean? You see that they're still on and active. You can say, hey, you know, I know last time I reached out, you weren't interested, you know, but I still am. Is there any chance, like, you know, you might have changed your mind?
As long as it wasn't, like, a constant, like, a day's worth of harassment, and then you try it again a month later.
So that's what we're saying is, like, the difference, then. It's like,
correct.
You know,
yeah.
Maintaining, like, and kind of an open line of communication, but versus, like, every day, hey, go out with me, hey, go
right.
out with me, hey, go out with me, hey, what are you doing? Like, when they say no, immediately responding with, oh, come on, oh, please, oh,
right.
come on, give
yeah,
me the
that's
chance.
Harassment.
I'm a nice guy. I promise I'm a nice guy.
Well,
I'll treat you well. I'll
we
buy you things.
We talked about that.
Did we?
It was a couple months back. It was that guy who the girl said no, and he's like, well, you're a B, and you're because you won't date me, and I'm better than you, and stuff like that, and came
oh, yeah.
at her hard.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
That's harassment.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. But like I said, it's a matter of degrees.
Yeah.
You can turn up to boiling temperature really, really quick.
Sure.
Number five, this one makes me weird just thinking about it. There's my phobia, people touching me. giving unsolicited shoulder massages.
Yeah.
You just sneak up behind them, be like, oh, you look tense after a long day, and start rubbing their shoulders.
I've definitely elbowed a few people in the face for that one. That's like an auto reflex. If I get if I don't know a murderer is there, or like my ex-boyfriend was around me that was a boyfriend at the time, and I felt hands at my elbow immediately, whoop! Like, oh, sorry for the broken nose. Oops.
Yeah.
I remember there was this guy.
I wouldn't blame you for that, though. Seriously. Yeah. Like, don't keep your hands to yourself. Mm-hmm. This is like basic societal understanding stuff here.
This guy I worked with at Bennigan's, he would go up behind you and go, how you doing, big guy? And he would grab down, like, grip to the point where I would fall down and hurt.
Yeah.
And the first time I was like, ha, 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 funny. The second time, the third time, that day.
Yeah, that's like bullying territory at that point already.
It's bullying, yeah. It's harassment, yeah. And I don't want it.
Right. Number six, when a woman is walking on the sidewalk, driving slowly next to them to try to talk to them.
Catcall. Yeah. That's not creepy.
Baby. Yeah. Yeah, it's
what
definitely,
you doing, toots?
It's definitely freaking creepy. Do you remember not that long ago we had, I think it was on this show, the video of the girl who walked around New York City for like a couple hours and somebody in front of her had like a camera hidden in a backpack that was filming the whole thing?
Yep.
And just like the different things that people would try to do.
Oh, yeah.
Like the guy who like walked up and like walked exactly her speed, like right next to her for like 8 blocks or something like that.
That was eye-opening for me because I didn't think it happened like that.
Yeah.
And so frequently, because that was one trip she made, walking down a walkway in New York.
Yeah, and it happened like multiple times. Like people just being weird and creepy. And that's the thing. Like it's one of those things, again, if she were interested, she would say something. There's no reason to be a weird, creepy, freaking stalker goof.
Yeah.
That's totally uncalled for. And especially if you're slowing down your car to talk to them out the window, because then you're affecting traffic. And now I'm going to have to break your neck because you're making me late for wherever I'm trying to get to. Number seven, casually touching a woman's thigh or back while you're talking to her.
That reminds me of an episode of The Office when they're laughing and then Toby puts his hand on Pam's leg. And then all of a sudden he goes, I made a decision. I'm moving to Costa Rica.
Right.
And he jumps out the window.
Yep.
Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Thigh?
Thigh, back. Oh, yeah. People get handsy.
Oh, Mickey.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, this one's... I don't know how it gets any worse than this in terms of, like, before you get into actual, like, physical assault territory.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, like, the last step. This has got to be right before, you know, the next thing. Blocking an exit when you're trying to start a conversation or restricting a woman's movement in any way.
Well, this is kind of like that girl who walked down the street.
Blocking an exit and actually restricting movement are definitely two major things. You can you can be standing in front of a doorway and, you know, move them out of the way. But if they're, like, hands to the wall, blocking you to the wall, that is a very different scenario.
Well, so, but I'm picturing both. Like, she's trying to get out the door, and you're just, like, leaning up against the doorpost.
Yeah.
And when she tries to go around the other side, you shift your way to the other side. Like,
that's,
like I said, that is one breath away, like, one poor decision away from being assault at that
point.
Sure,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You're already trying to entrap them. I mean, what else are you going to friggin' do? Number nine, asking a woman you just met if she lives alone.
Yeah, that's not creepy.
Well,
you live alone? Do you have a basement?
No.
Would you like to see mine?
But, no, I think some guys might say that in a non-threatening way to see if they're single.
But again, this, I think, specifically is saying when you first meet, like when you just met, asking that.
But I could see
as
that
in,
as
I'm going to be your stalker from now on because I know there's nobody home.
That's right. After a couple conversations, you know what
sure,
I mean? Like,
right.
If you've been talking for a little
although
while,
although stalkers
like,
could be that way too. You
well, you're
know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You see, I'm thinking of it as if I'm still single and I'm talking to this girl and I'd be like, so do you live on your own? Do you live, and not meaning it in that creepy way, but kind of finding out,
do you have
single?
A boyfriend
or
not,
right? Single?
I guess it would depend on presentation. and yeah. context.
Yeah, probably.
If you slip it in like that, if you just go, so what, do you live on your own? Do you still live with your parents? Or if you slip it in
if
like
it's a
that,
part of
stop
like,
saying slip it in because that's not helping the context.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's but yeah, you know, if it's a part of like the get to know you conversation on a first date or something, right. maybe it's acceptable. But
what about
like,
asking her this?
Where did he squirm? And number 10, getting sexually explicit the first time you're texting. Or I would say texting, talking, communicating
like sexting,
at all.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, getting sexually explicit, like you immediately jumping into like wanting to talk about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that, yeah, no, that is, but here's the thing, they think, or who thinks that's okay?
There I mean, are people.
I would argue, you know, it's not okay and you just don't care. You're just trying to, you're casting a wide net to see what
sure.
sticks with whom.
Sure, absolutely. Well,
that you think it's okay. That's a person that thinks it's at least moderately okay. Proofreader, when she was still on the dating site, do you know how many pictures she got? Like randomly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even a hello, just
bam.
Bam.
No, we've talked about that too. Yeah. This isn't the animal kingdom. Like, you don't mate by having somebody else sniff your butt. That's not how this works.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of women out there that do the same thing, so I could understand. But the ones that aren't doing that and are still getting that type of attention, that's where the problem starts.
It does depend on how you present yourself. If the girl presents herself in that way, not saying how she dresses, if she talks like that around, there's this one girl online, I'm not gonna call her out, but she's on my Facebook and she'll post all these sexual memes and stuff like that, but then she complains, why do guys always hit on me?
I can't imagine why. You're right. In that instance, like, and I know there's always talk, oh, not asking for it. Nobody's asking for it. You know what I mean?
You
nobody's
present
asking
yourself.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Like, if you are acting a certain way, behaving a certain way, you're sending certain signals out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go out and be like, oh, boy, I'd really love to find a used car. I really need to buy a new car. Anybody out there selling a car? And then the next post complained, why is everybody sending me all these car links?
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about all the time?
You just said it.
Yeah, you're portraying yourself in a certain way. Like, I agree with that to an extent. Yeah, that's like, you know, but again, it's kind of like, there are degrees to that as well, though. You know what I mean? You can share a risque joke every once in a while,
sure.
and then it's like, okay, you share one, and suddenly that's an invitation, and your inbox is flooded with D's.
Right.
You don't understand. The person that I was talking about shared a meme just the other day that goes, I love getting spanked hard.
Right. Yeah, but is it when it's all the time?
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
What I mean. Like, if you share that, even if it isn't all the time, you add one person as your friend for the first time, and that's the first thing they see you post?
Yeah, they're going to get an impression, a first impression, and it's not going to be a great one.
Yeah, so don't complain. Not saying it's right. I'm not saying what the guy's doing is right, but don't complain if you're asking for
it. I think the issue comes down to, and even back to the original, you know, guys acting creepy and thinking it's okay, that there's this weird prevalent thing now where people think it's perfectly, they should be allowed to do whatever they want and be free from repercussions of those, of being, I should be able to do what I want and say what I want and nobody's allowed to judge me for what I'm doing or the way I'm behaving.
We aren't judging you, though. That's the problem, is that you're complaining after the fact.
Right. But so, I mean, you can post a lot of sexually charged content and then complain when people approach you in a sexually charged way.
Right.
Well, that's the repercussion to your actions. At the same time, you go out and act like a creepy weirdo, you know what I mean, blocking women in on a bar stool and things like that and not letting them leave, and then you're like, oh, why do all these women reject me? Well, I can't imagine, dude.
Right.
Like, you're acting like this all the time.
Well, and same goes for the girl at the bar that wears the low-cut shirt, and she's like, why is everybody staring at my boobs? It depends. I'm talking about the really low ones.
I would argue it's like, okay, you know what you're showing off when you wear that shirt. At the same time, it's not, like, tactful to just stare at somebody's cleavage
in
public.
I'm not saying it's tactful.
This is what I'm saying, though. It's kind of like, that's, like, wrong
that's
on both
that weird,
sides.
Yeah. Like, that's definitely where, like, when guys wear the skinny jeans and their package is showing. Like, I'm not staring at their crotch. Like, same content.
Yeah.
Mickey.
Yes.
Don't lie.
I don't.
She's a liar. We established that before. Yeah. Don't you? See, you're still lying. Saying you don't lie. The impeachment has yielded its fruit already.
Yeah. Ooh, we're getting fruit.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are A Freak Accident.
I will be fully honest, I'm having trouble remembering the context of why this next segment happened, but for some reason, we ended up writing our own emo songs, and then we performed them here on the show. You just have to hear it. From October 24th, 2019... we wrote emo songs, and we sing them, believe it or not, on the best of A Freak Accident.
Stop my breathing and slit my throat.
Jeez.
I'm an emo. I don't jump around when I go to shows.
What?
I must be emo.
I was gonna say, oh no, they found my other podcast.
That is an emo song right there.
It's something. That is what it is. I hate emo music so much. Now, where did, because a couple episodes ago, and you can go back and find out which episode it was, just go on a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Just figure it out.
It was about 3 weeks ago.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com. But Lazy E challenged Mickey and I and himself to write an emo song based around a piece of music that you discovered.
Yeah.
What led to this?
Well, it led to this because we always talk about emo music. It sucks. It's talentless.
Do we always talk about it?
Not
I feel
always,
like
but
it gets brought up quite a bit.
When it gets brought up, which is rare, I like to insult it and then move on with my life.
But I wanted to see how hard it would be to actually write one. So we took the same music, so it's fair. And we're each going to present.
Okay. Well, I would suggest that you can go first, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Mickey will go second, and then I'll go last, because I know you and I have both written our lyrics, and she is not. So this is going to, we're going to sandwich the awful between the worse, and hopefully it'll pay off.
Well, give me a little wet up my voice a little bit. Yeah,
wet it up.
That's a musical term.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just moistened
Mickey.
Your.
Yeah.
I just moistened your tonsils.
Thank you.
So, have fun.
All right. Here we go.
I'm lost and now I'm found. The innocence of a clown. Sitting here in dark rooms, what did you find that piece of you? Crying, 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 crying all the time. You are the toilet of my heart. You are the toilet of my heart.
Same toilet.
Yes, yeah.
Flushing down my problems using one ply toilet paper. You are the toilet of my heart.
The toilet of my heart.
That was good.
That makes you the urinal cake of my cupboard.
Oh, boy.
Come on, that was good. Now, Mickey, what was the theory behind you being able to do this improv?
What, theory?
Like, you said something. Crisco said a word of some sort that you said musical.
Oh, you were calling it. He was saying it was music theory. It's not music theory. It's just, I don't know.
Mickey's a freestyler. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. We should have got a hip-hop.
I mean, it kind of hits the point home, though, is that it's that easy to make an emo song.
Well, okay. Well, you got to prove it.
I mean, no one's ever charted with, you're the toilet of my life. Heart, whatever.
That's the album, Toilet of My Life.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, Mickey, I'm gonna moisten your tonsils now. You ready?
Ooh.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
This isn't a country song, but I'm sure you're gonna wanna sing along.
They said it's an emo song, but they're wrong, they're wrong, they're wrong. Here we go again. It's an emo song. Sing along, it's an emo song. They're all wrong. It's a country song, country song. It's a country song.
Which really makes me want to kill myself.
I had it in the toilet flush just because I figured it.
That was actually that was actually way better than I was expecting. I know. That was awesome.
I know your voice is so much better. That's terrible.
Thanks.
You're that good at that.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Yeah. Do you really? My
original, when I was giggling and sending you guys text messages, are we recording this before or after? My initial plan was just to go, this is a country song, and hold the note all the way through.
That would just sound like crying. So, you know, that might have worked too. All right, I'm going to moisten my own tonsils now.
Ooh. Are they moist?
They're moist as they're going to get.
All right, you ready?
No, but let's do it anyway.
All right.
I'm standing on the edge of my grave. She's doing what she can to push me in. I'm like a video game whose progress you can't save. My pants are squeezing the life from my jug. Broken, cut, scarred, scared of the sun! There seems to be close all their might. Loss of blood flow to my ruined soul. All because these pants are way too tight. Even fashion has its flaws. I just wish I could get paid to skate.
That was good. That was good.
That
was good. Wow. Well, I got to get these all up on our SoundCloud so people can vote. People have to vote which one's best.
By the way, mine's called Fashion Has Its Flaws.
He took the extra step.
That's right. I even titled mine.
Mine was too. Toilet of Your Heart. So. Yeah, remember? Yeah. Toilet of Your Heart.
Those were all certified hits just waiting to happen, yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to make an all-instrumental called Fartscapes.
By the way, my headcanon now, after thinking long and hard about my lyrics, my headcanon now is that emo kids wear tight pants because they are trying to strangle themselves from the bottom half.
Yeah, that's why they get bigger on the top.
It's like a really slow suicide.
If you ever saw like an older emo guy, they're always really like heavy up top and they still have the skinny bottom. That's because the pants have kept them that way.
That's right.
It's like a toothpaste. You gotta squeeze it up.
Right. Yeah. These seams close in with all their might, which was one of the lyrics of that.
Holding on tight there.
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
Hey, I mean, I don't know if we've elevated ourselves or discredited an entire genre of music even further with these attempts. But.
Column A, column B.
The best of a freak accident.
That does it for this, another best of a freak accident, and really the last installment, the last real installment of a freak accident for the year 2021, which has also been an awful year. So I hope whatever 2022 holds for you, as well as for this podcast, I hope it's positive. We've got high hopes for this next year. We hope you do as well. And like I said, I hope everything that you want to have happen the next year does indeed happen. And again, just got to say, as we round out another year, thank you again so much for being a part of this show, for taking the time to listen. We really do hope that you enjoy this experience, because we love doing it, and we love it even more knowing that you love it too. So by all means, feel free to reach out to us. We always encourage you to do that. Freaks at a freak accident.com is probably the easiest way to get in touch with us. Just send us an email. Let us know what you're thinking of the show. Make suggestions for what you want to hear on the show. It's all well and good. We'd love to hear from you. Our website, of course, is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Visit the podcast section. You can go back and listen to the full episodes that these segments from this best of were pulled from, along with 300 plus other episodes for you to indulge in. We've got our shop at the website as well, which has our t-shirt for sale, only $19.99 plus shipping. Very affordable. It's cool. It comes in multiple colors. You can request free stickers in the shop as well. You just got to leave your mailing address on the form that's there. Click connect on the menu bar at the website, and you'll find a link, or a list of links, I should say, to all of our different social media profiles. You can come, like, follow, and interact with us on the regular rather than just listening to new episodes when they come out. We're pretty good about interacting on social media, I think. So come and say hello. And, of course, wherever you listen to podcasts, if you enjoy this show, if you like what you've heard on these best of episodes and you want to hear more, get us every week. Automatically, just subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And another important thing that you can do besides help us boost our subscriber numbers is to leave us a good review. Better reviewed podcasts fare better than some even who have more subscribers than them. So that will help us tremendously, and especially if you do both, subscribe and leave us a good review. We would owe you big time if you do that. And of course, the most important thing is to tell other people that you know about this cool new show that you found, or this show that you've been listening to for a long time. Spread the word. Word of mouth is very, very important for podcasts, especially out there with all the noise of the internet going on. Again, thank you for listening. I hope you had a great holiday season. We are back next week with a brand new episode of the show. Hopefully all four of us will actually be in the room for it, but we are looking forward to bringing you some new content. So thank you again. Safe travels. Much love to you. Again, happy holidays. And on behalf of Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey, my name is Crisco for A Freak Accident, reminding you that you might think that you have it all figured out until a freak accident happens. Happy New Year.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.